The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Well, hello there, sunshine. We are thrilled to have you back with us today. And if this is your first time, you could not have chosen a better time to join us. Last week, we talked about the Power on Plants Success Path. This is our six-step system that busy women can take to learn how to enjoy the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet so you can feel great each day and thrive in life. We all have things that we want to do in life, right? But you just got to feel great if you want to get them done.
Absolutely, because if you don't feel great, you can have all the desires in the world. But until you get that oomph, that get up and go, it's never going to happen. And as you were talking about the six steps, I'm over here smiling because it's kind of like the engine under the hood of the Power on Plants car. Our
car
success
analogy.
Path is the engine that gets it going. That makes it move.
Really a great analogy. It is because you need
it's our V6.
To have, look, your engine's got to be working if you want to run the race, if you want to be able to run the race. And so this is the thing. If you haven't listened to episode 204 right now, go back and listen to it. In that episode, we're outlining step by step in a simple way our six steps for success on this journey. Try to say that five times. That's like a tongue
twister.
I'm not
going to now.
Six steps for success. No, I'm not doing it either. But go back and listen because you're going to want to hear these steps. This is crucial for you if you want to learn how to eat plant-based in the way that is going to last so that your body can heal and you can have the energy that you need to live your calling. That is our heart's desire for you. And so today, when I was online and I saw this woman had posted, I struggle on a daily basis and I eat well all day long, but then I come home from work. Ugh, I don't eat well when I come home from work. And so she does well all day long, she feels like. But when she gets home, I'm guessing she's exhausted. I mean, I get that. When you've worked all day outside the home, you come home and you have little brain capacity for figuring out what in the world you're going to eat, let alone what everybody else in your family is going to eat if it's not just you, right?
That's right. And the question that comes to my mind is, what is good all day?
Yeah,
I mean, maybe she ate an apple for breakfast and a salad for lunch. So in her mind, that's good. And yeah, that is whole food plant-based. But
maybe she's hangry.
She may be hangry. It may not have been enjoyable, may not have been satisfying. So we don't know. But we thought, okay, last week we gave you the six steps. We gave you the V6 under the hood. This time, we want to look at what's a practical application of this.
Right.
So now we have this. We have this person who She ate well all day long. She gets home. She's tired. She doesn't know what to do. How would that work in the real world, given our steps?
Right. So if she had started with step one, mastering your mindset, that's busting the myths. So she already has busted the myths. She knows that she can get enough protein with plants. She knows that all carbs aren't bad for you. And then she's moved to step two. She's gotten past those other myths. There are more than just those two.
There's more than just those.
I'm just giving the example here. And then she's gotten to step two, where she set up her environment for success. So when she comes home, she's got those things in her pantry, in her fridge, in her freezer, you know, in her glove compartment, in her car, that are going to keep her from eating the things and making mistakes and eating the things that are going to sabotage her health, right? You want to have the things in your environment that are going to set you up for success, that are going to make you love this journey. And so you need to learn this simple way to do that. So if she's done that, when she gets home, she doesn't have things that are going to cause her to stumble. Do you have another car analogy?
I do have another car analogy.
He's smiling.
It's kind of like, because you said glove compartment and all that, and I'm thinking, it's kind of like you've got a brand new highway. It's smooth. It's clear. Why would you put speed bumps on your highway? That's what you're doing when you put those foods that sabotage your health. You purchase them. You put them in your environment. They're within reach. So when you're hungry slash hangry, what are you going to do? It's like, I'm starving. Right now, that's the overriding factor.
Right.
Okay, Rice Krispie treat, not good for me. It's in the glove compartment. Let me just reach for it and eat it because I'm so hungry. I can't even think straight to drive home.
Right.
So you're adding potholes and speed bumps on your road. I'm sorry. I know it's a car analogy. I promise you I'm not a car guy. It just fits so well.
It does fit so well. And you're absolutely right. These are speed bumps. But it's not just about not having the things there that are going to sabotage you.
Absolutely.
It's about having the things there in your environment, which is step two of our success path. How do you get those things? What are those things that you need to have in your environment on a regular basis,
yes,
that are going to fuel your body well, that your body is crying out for? It's why you can eat one Big Mac meal and still crave another, because your body has never gotten what it needs.
And we've been there.
We've talked about this so many times.
More than one,
right?
Occasion, yeah. I'm embarrassed to say, but that was years ago, many, many years ago.
Right. And you don't want to even be tempted to stop at those places on the way home. So she's hungry before she leaves work. She needs to make sure she's got something there that's going to fuel her well. And so she set up her environment, right, for success. So that's step number two, at home. But even before that, at work, she's got something in her desk drawer that she can maybe eat on the way home, or in the refrigerator at work that she can grab as she leaves,
like a little
that she's going to have as a snack. So she doesn't get home and she's just hungry, right?
Exactly.
Snackatizer. I love it. But you need those things, right? Then if she got home, at least she wouldn't be starving and she could think logically about it. So now you've got your mindset right. Now you've got your environment right. And we show you how to easily set that up. Then step three is, how do you make it quick? Does she need quick? She's
absolutely
walked in the door. She is starving. Her family's hungry. She needs to know how to make it quick. So we show you how to make a running list of the things that are quick and simple to get on the table. Inside the membership, we walk you through that. What are the things that we eat on a regular basis? Where's a great place to start? You know, how do you do that? All the exclusive members-only recipes that we release to our members. You know, those are the things that are so quick, so easy. 5-minute meals you can get on the table in no time flat. And it really makes it doable and enjoyable. And then also, you know, how do you make it simple? That's step number four. Well, you can simplify the process by laying out a little plan. This is just one way. There are so many ways to make it simple. You know, you can know how to get tools and appliances and put those to work for you in the right way, that it makes it quick and simple. You can make it simple by having a plan, just a generalized plan of what you want to eat for the week. And you've stopped already and grabbed those things, and you know they're at home.
So they're right there in easy grasp, ready to go.
Right. And maybe you've already made one of your staples, like your rice for the week. And so you're going to grab that, and you're just going to do this quick little stir fry that's done in 10 to 15 minutes. Dinner is served. But there's things you don't even have to cook. I mean, it's just amazing how quick and simple this can be when you know how. And then you move on to step five. How do you make it delicious? Well, you want to set yourself up with these 5-minute sauces and dressings, and you want to know how to use your herbs and spices to make it taste amazing. amazing, right? You've got to know how to make your old favorites so that you're not craving and going nuts on other things that you just don't need by wheeling into a place that's going to give you those things on your way home because you've taken the wrong path. Because you've not laid out your environment, which is step two, right? These all work together. So you've got the simple steps of getting the right mindset and busting those myths that just aren't true, right? And then the gate opens, you can move forward on your path and you've set up the environments for success. It's the people, places, and things around you. You've set it up to make it quick, simple, and delicious. That's step three, four, and five on our success path. And step six isn't even about the food. It's just when you get all these things right about the food, now we look at the other areas of lifestyle medicine. How do you get better sleep? How do you de-stress? Well, interestingly enough, when you get the food right and your body has what it needs, guess what improves? Your sleep. Your stress levels go down naturally. All these things are going to get better.
Your energy level goes up. You feel like exercising. You feel like getting out walking. You feel like getting out in nature, getting the fresh air, the sunshine.
You can think more clearly, so you're not as stressed. You're not as irritable, so your relationships are better. It's like the food is such a key to making all these other areas simpler. So at step six, you just tweak those areas, and then you keep going back through these easy five steps, and you add one new thing. Because the first time you go through it, you're not going to know everything. You're not going to say, oh, I know everything there is to know because I've been through step one. You'll learn the premise and you'll set yourself up for success by starting with the basics. And then you learn one way to make it quick and one way to make it simple and one way to make it delicious and another way to make it quick and another. And it's just so easy to do because you're just adding in these new habits, one new habit, another new habit. And before long, even if you just did one a week, you got 52 new ones in a year and your life is completely changed. We see it happen time and again. And that's why we love the success path so much, because it just works. It just works. And it brings freedom and it brings fulfillment to your life. And you have a legacy now that you can pass along for generations to come, not only by teaching those around you how to eat this way, especially the little ones, right? But also, it's going to fuel your other callings in your life. What is God calling you to do? Well, you can't do those things if you can't think clearly, if you don't have a plan of how to get it done that you actually enjoy.
Well, if you can't even get off of a couch, what if you had a ministry where they were digging wells in Uganda and you want to go out there and you want to dig a well, but you can barely make it out your front door? You're not digging a well.
Right.
I mean, don't even think about it.
Yeah, I get that. And it may not be digging a well for you, but there is something that you've dreamed of doing that maybe your health has held you back from. I know there were many things for me that I dreamed of doing that I'm doing now, but I just couldn't see how it would be possible back then because of all these different things with my health I was dealing with. But I want to think about this woman. She eats well all day. She's figured out the basics, she feels like, and she feels like she's eating well all day, but she gets home from work and it's a struggle for her, she says. She doesn't explain exactly what the struggle is, but I feel like she's exhausted. She can't think clearly. She's worked all day. She's home. She just wants to be done. She wants to rest, spend time with her family, have a little quiet time, and go to bed and get some sleep, right? But she's still got to make dinner. Everybody still got to eat, and she's hungry and she's tired. So knowing how to set your environment up, so after you've gotten your mindset right, and she seems to think she has, right, because she's eating well all day.
It sounds like it, yes.
So you get your mindset right. So you've got to get your environment right. You've got to know how to make it quick, simple, and delicious. And when you've got all those things in that formula, you know what to do when you get home. There are many days that we have dinner on the table within 10 minutes of walking in the door.
And sometimes we haven't even thought about it in advance.
No.
Like we've gone to the beach, we'll come home, we're 10 minutes away from home and realize, oh, we got to have dinner. What do we want to eat? And within a minute or two, we've already decided, we get in. And then, like you say, we'll have dinner ready in about 10 minutes.
Right. So creamy tomato soup it is. Oh, let's do smoothies tonight. Oh, let's have this salad with this brand new dressing we absolutely love that takes 5 minutes. Right. Sometimes you think, I don't like salad, but it is one of the easiest things to prepare. And many times you don't like it. because you don't have a sauce you love. I'm just saying, if you don't like it, switch it up.
Switch the dressing. That's exactly what I was thinking. Get some additional toppings. We love to have beans or maybe potatoes. There's so many things out there that you could add to the salad to enhance the flavor, to make it really filling. Or as you say, stick to your ribs.
Or how about you eat the salad in a different way? And you put it in a wrap, and now you got a wrap salad, and you got a handheld salad, right?
Ooh,
I mean, there are
there's
so many ways to do this. We're all about that. I have three strategies for repurposing your meals. That's just one of the strategies, right? So it's so much fun. It's such an amazing lifestyle. We see it time and time again. It changes lives. We just got an update from one of our podcast listeners. Deborah, if you're listening, we love having you as a part
of
the Power
Plants
family.
Keep those emails coming. Yeah, it lights us up.
We love it, getting these emails, and we're getting them all the time now. Her cholesterol keeps coming down. Her doctor is amazed. Never thought it was possible with lifestyle. Her doctor didn't.
Her doctor told it was impossible. You had to have a pill to do it.
But she's proving her wrong just by following the simple steps of the success path. By eating these foods that she enjoys, finding ways to do that, and not taking any medications. And her doctor's shocked. And her levels keep coming down. This is what we're all about. These are the game-changing strategies. Yes, you need to know how to get more of the five power foods in your life. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes, and then the bonus category, herbs and spices. And I ought to add sauces and dressings to that category because I am serious. That is a game changer. Because these are the most nutrient-dense, low-calorie, naturally low-calorie foods on the planet. So you don't have to count calories. You don't have to keep up with portions. We are so passionate about this. I mean, I could look on this forum where I found this question and I could pull up most every question and answer it with our success path. That's how firmly I believe in the success path. It changes your life when you know how to do these things. We have many things that we teach under each one, but it is not difficult. It does not take a long time to learn. You just need to be in community with other people who are on the same path as you and have someone showing you how to do it who's walked the path before. Power on Plant Society is opening. Jared and I are so excited. It only opens a couple of times a year, and it's opening this Tuesday, May 9th. If you want to know more about it, go right now to powerplants.com/membership. Get your name on the wait list so you don't miss out. Again, it's for 3 days only. We look forward to getting to know you. We are thrilled for those of you who are coming into the membership. We're thrilled for all of you who are adopting a whole food plant-based lifestyle. This is a game changer. If you adopt this lifestyle and you learn the way to get your mindset right and how to set up your environment for success and then make it quick, simple, and delicious because you're a busy woman and it's not going to work for you any other way, you will find success. You will feel great and you will be able to reach your goals. And we are so excited to be a part of your journey. We look forward to meeting you on the inside of Power and Plant Society. And we hope you have a fantastic day, sunshine. And we'll see you again next time on Power and Plants Podcast.